You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I know a girl, love a little girl, love a little girl is she. To some folks she don't look good, but she's all right with me. And she's got a way, kind of little way has she. And if you don't want her, I'll take her. Give that girl to me. She don't wear no, yes she do. No, she don't. Yes, she do. I'm satisfied with my girl. And she ain't got no, yes, she has. No, she ain't. I mean, she has. I'm satisfied with my girl. Big blue eyes and ruby lips and pretty dimpled knees. Lovely shape, golden hair. Ain't got none of these. Do she let me? No, she don't. Yes, she do. No, she don't. I'm satisfied with my girl. Oh, what a girl. Oh, what a girl. Funny little girl is she. To some folks, she's hard to please, and not that way with me. She's got a smile. Win a little smile. Win a little smile, has she. And if you can get her, I'll take her. Give that girl to me. She don't wear no, yes she do. No she don't, yes she do. I'm satisfied with my girl. She ain't got no, yes she has. No she ain't, yes she has. My girl's so satisfactory. Big blue eyes and ruby lips. What knees. Lovely shape, golden hair. I'm gonna fool you now, she ain't got none of these. Da da do, dee da do, do do, dee da da da, dee da da da, da 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 do. Now she don't wear no, yes she do, no she don't. I'm satisfied with my girl. And she ain't got no, yes she has, no she ain't, yes she has. I'm satisfied with my girl. Bank account and country home and lots of pretty clothes. Motor cars, sable furs, ain't got none of those. Do she let me? No, she don't. Yes, she do. No, she don't. I'm satisfied with my girl, my lovely little girl.
Uh-huh.
morning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh, yeah, Radiola. What else would it be? Andy Sr. here with a somewhat off-balanced edition of the program, beginning with Les Rice. Yes, she do. No, she don't. Well, there's a balance there. 1927 and the OK Melodians, Irving Kaufman. That was under the direction of Sam Lannon. Rain or Shine, 1928. And I think there was Come Rain or Come Shine, which was another song later on, but that's that version from 28. And our theme, Willard Robeson, Wake Up Chillin', indeed. Wake up. Or don't wake up. For all I care, in fact, Ted Lewis says it here in 1925. Don't wake me up, let me dream. And oh, what a beautiful dream that is.
Thank you. to forevermore. If we should never part, lonely for you alone, I adore, I implore, only remain.
Fred Rich and this Hotel Astor Orchestra, and James Melton was singing that for you. You Took Advantage of Me, Rodgers and Hart. How could you beat that? 1928. Nice reading of that. before which we had Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians Forevermore. 1928, that's got to be Carmen in there. If I don't notate it, that's who it is. Beginning with Ted Lewis, Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream, 1925. And that was a popular song of that era, certainly, that year. Nice early electric Columbia there. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to keep a balance on this show, as always. Not necessarily fair and balanced, because that's been taken, but maybe fair and unbalanced would be much more appropriate for tonight, and perhaps that'll be the name of the show. And if you want to see this playlist, by the way, it's on radiolablog.blogspot.com. And or Radiola typed into Google, we'll get you there. Sure as you're born. Ford and Glenn, 1928, on a nice Columbia here. I get the blues when it rains. Well, it's not raining, so you're still and you're still out of luck.
Time the storm clouds gather way up in the sky, I see them all, and I recall those happy days gone by. I get the blues when it rains.
Hill, far, far away, I met a dear old couple today. Though they had nothing to live for worthwhile, I saw him kiss her and say with a smile, contented, dear, I'm so happy you're mine. Contented, each day the sun seems to shine. When you're near, life seems all so dear. Skies are clear and my clouds are gray. They drift away. Contented, when shadows fall, we'll both answer the call. So contented,
short and tall, had 'em large and small.
Boy, you're not particular when you start in to fall.
But listen to me, Billy.
What's that?
There is one kind that's a wow.
They must be good to make you rave.
Well, they sure do, and how.
Yeah?
I love the college girls, you love the college girls.
I'll say I do.
Don't blame your pa, they're so remarkable and intellectual.
No!
Yeah.
And do they know the ropes?
Raccoon and squirrel coat.
Paid for or not.
Now listen, you shouldn't say that.
But they get away with a terrible lot.
You know they all join sororities that are authorities.
Yes, on the men.
That's why they landed you.
You've got to hand it to them.
I'm shouting.
What?
Rah, rah, rah.
Fit boom bah.
Oh, please don't tell my ma.
We love the college girls.
And you know, I'm the boy who gets college Juliet's.
But in passing up the others, why, you may miss some bets.
Say, I've been out with working girls.
Ah, so you've had every kind.
Why, sure, but just one bunch has left impressions on my mind.
Oh, you love the college girls, those nifty college girls.
I'll say I do.
And afternoons when it is raining, they're so entertaining.
Oh, boy.
Joy.
They think it's funny to spend father's money.
And how he does rave.
And baby, they shoot a wicked dice.
Don't leave the pop the price of a good shave.
They like to join the fraternities that have celebrities of football fame.
Out goes the chaperone, then they can play a lone game. I'm raving, rooty toot.
Tulips kill, they taste like tutti fruit.
We love the college girls. We love the college girls, we love the college girls, I'll say we do. They're so remarkable and intellectual. No, yes. They really know the ropes. Raccoon and squirrel coats, paid for or not.
I shouldn't say it, but they get away with a terrible lot. They join sororities that are authorities on ways of men. I wouldn't doubt it if they learned about it from them. Ra, 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 sit bum ba. Oh, please don't tell my ma. We love the college girls.
Billy Jones, Ernie Hare, the Happiness Boys, so-called, and they were on the label. Dave Kaplan accompanying them on the piano. I love the college girls. Yes. No, I don't. 1927. Well, they've been to college, but they've been gone a while. At least the one I'm thinking of. James Bolton, which is Irving Kaufman, with Contented. Well, he was Contented, I guess. He didn't care about college girls, and I'm Contented too. That's from 1928. Beginning with Ford and Glenn, I Get the Blues When It Rains, and that's also from that year. This is Radiola, and we're balancing ourselves here. We're walking along the pickets on the fence this week as best we can to keep the show evenly divided among different sorts of interesting things. And what else can we do here? Erdodes, Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra in 1921. This is a very early tune by Vincent Humans. And you will hear a reference to another composition by another composer, which you will no doubt recognize. And if not, then go back to music appreciation class. There's some other reference to another Humans tune from that show that it was in. But this is Dolly, and you can hear the notes of Destiny in there. Thank you. Orchestra, and that's pretty, at least they're calling it by name and not some other thing, but that's on okay. In 1924, I Want to See My Tennessee. That's a great song. I have that in a vocal version, and it's gone through my head pretty much since I first heard it over, well, let's say almost 40 years ago, without saying any more than that. Before that, the California Ramblers, You Know Me, Alabama, 1924. And that's a reference, speaking of references, that's a reference to a Ring Lardner book of stories, You Know Me, Al, which I don't know if anyone would have made that inference, but they can certainly draw that, and that was what I did. That was a book from 1916, of course. I have not read it recently, but I'm familiar with Ring Lardner's work, so I figured that was the inspiration for that title, You Know Me, Alabama. Before that, Dolly, which was a Vincent Heumann's tune from 1921, Erdodes, Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra on OK. This is Radiola, and we do read a book occasionally. In fact, I'd recommend it. Books are, you know, very convenient. You can carry them around, and you can even read them in the bathtub. They might get a little damp, but you won't cost you $600 to replace if you drop it in the tub. That's the other thing about a book. So they're very good. I have other animad versions against digital age too, which I will share as we go on. Three letters in a row I will never type are LOL, because, and especially after something I wrote, I don't feel like that anyone needs that cue. If they don't find it funny, then they just they can go find some other friends. We're going to proceed now with some Calypso to warm things up, which we have to do. It's been so cold here lately, but we're going to warm it up. Here's Wilmoth Houdini talking about working conditions in Trinidad in 1931, particularly in the kitchen. And I spent a lot of time in the kitchen, so I can identify with this. The cooks in Trinidad.
White folks in La Trinity should treat their cooks with more courtesy. The white folks in La Trinity should treat their cooks with more courtesy. Just by your labor leader and see how the poor cooks see in misery. They bound to be vexed, for they can't get no mark of food shed, everyone and all. Going home, grumbling by yourself alone. I asked her, madam, what got you vexed? She says, if I tell you, you'll tell the rest. And then she started to relate how the white folks treat their cooks in this place. The cooks must be vexed, for they can't get no macaboo chef, everyone and all. And then the madam would turn and say, I'm going to send this old cook away. She say, this food is tasting so bad, yet she buy us and butter, fat, pork and lard. What these poor cooks are going to do conscientiously, I must say to you, the cooks must be vexed, for they can't get no macaboo shed, everyone and all. Late at night and come back home with a large appetite. They sit down to the table by themselves alone, eat up the beef and then suck the bone. What the poor cook said was not a lie. The dishes come back to the pantry dry. The cooks must be vexed, for they can't get no macaboo shed, everyone and all.
In them blame starvation. Put them out of Milan before I take a drive in the prison van. Oh, believe me, I don't know what to do with them Grenadian and Kayaku. Oh, when they get a dollar a week, Believe me, they will think that they win a sweep. This is a thing I can understand. The people come in my native land, cut down all of me pay, and what you think they passing on me today? Oh, they come in here just like singing ants. Some of them in the gun mouth pants. Now they getting so fresh that they want to tell you how you must dress. And when they go home to their country, they will make this style on their family. Hear what they'll tell their brother John, and now from America. I must really ask the authority, please, to stop this irregularity. If this was a place they could have used gun, well, every blooming Grenadian would have to run. Oh, they send them up on government farm. Some of them feed bigger than old wild yam. Now they want to abuse the one who learned them to walk in shoes.
Explain. By mer besto shen means that you're grand. By mer besto shen, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say belle, la bella, even say wonderbar. Each language help, help me tell you how grand, grand you are. I try to explain. By mer besto shen, so kiss me and say you understand. I could say bell, la bella, even say wonderbar. Each language help, help me tell you how grand, grand you are. I try to explain by mer besto shen, so kiss me and say you understand.
Felix and his Crazy Cats by Mer besto shen. Yeah, I need that. That warms it up nicely. Before that, the Growler. Today we got our people complaining about immigration. In Trinidad, they didn't want people from Grenada coming over. Obviously, it was... there weren't that many jobs to go around in 1938, so they they felt, you know, somewhat upset, and that was that reflected that, I suppose. Beginning with the Wilmoth Houdini recording of The Cooks in Trinidad, 1931, and yes, those cooks, they didn't get what they should have got, and they should have organized or done something. This is Radiola, and I am not organized at all. I'm Andy Senior, and if I can find something with both hands that is behind me, then that will be amazing indeed. Of course, it's disappearing, so I'm not going to say anything more about that. Radiola continues now with Big Centennial All-Stars. Here's a group. Dan Levinson had a hand in this, and he's in there along with a lot of great people, including Vince Giordano. I think Randy Reinhardt is the lead cornetist on here, although there are a huge band of people doing this selection. James Langton, who has organized the most, he was really involved with the big band recreation of the Benny Goodman Carnegie Hall concert that took place most recently, and from my spies tell me that it was a marvelous show. Wish I could have been there. It was down in New Jersey. Couldn't get there because we can't get much of anywhere at this point, but when it warms up a bit, when the wheels thaw, we'll drive down. But that was supposedly a great show, and Langton was the nominal leader of the band. Dan was playing his clarinet a la King, a la Benny Goodman, and Molly Ryan also in there. But here are the Big Centennial All-Stars in 2002 from Monday On.
Says love on her and the bakers, I'll be happy from Monday on. Thank you.